Dryland farming takes many skills. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Tom Mossman and son Matt are North Idaho farmers with a slightly different approach. Yesterday, we learned that Tom works on his land, and this time of the year, he's planting canola seed. Tom, a dryland farmer, has a wish list.
Hopefully, we'll get a little moisture in June and not get too hot, and that's when it'll start blooming. Harvest will be towards the end of August.
And while Tom's on the ground, his son Matt is spring farming from the air.
First part of the season, we've got our spreaders on, and actually the yellow plane's doing it now. And we top dress wheat, the bluegrass, some hay, some canola, pretty much whatever the farmer needs done, we do. And this plane behind me now has got the spray boots on, and I'm herbiciding bluegrass right now.
And compared to the spring of last year, the view from above is
a lot better than last year. Last year, about this time, we were extremely wet. Everything was kind of flooded out, but right now, the crops are really good.
Now, one might think that a farmer with a crop dusting service as part of their operation would have an advantage over other farmers. Not necessarily so, say the Mossmans.
Being a farmer and a crop duster, our crops tend to be last on the list, and that doesn't always vibe well with Dad, but it does pretty good.
We got a nice-looking farm. But sometimes I'm the last on the list. I'm a captive customer. He's going to get me no matter what.
When there's a paying customer, that customer comes first.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.